track 6. Finally, Lorna really enjoys her chat with Ceirwyn, a delightful lady from Wales, whose life has been full of music and still is, despite developing macular degeneration later in life. It's a truly joyful listen.
I'm with Ceirwyn, who's lived in Norwich for the last 50 years, and music's always been part of your life. Do you want to start and tell us about how that all began?
Well, how I started?
Yes.
How many years ago? Do you want to know or not?
Yes, yes, that'd be nice.
87 years ago. Wow. Anyway, yes, okay. Born 87 years ago in Penacae, a little village outside Wrexham in North Wales. A very small farm with my grandparents and parents, and I was the eldest of five. No electricity and no water. The water was a well in the stackyard.
Gosh, yeah.
Anyway, yes. So my grandfather, who had mobility problems and actually some hearing problems, his job was to look after us children, but also to teach us the alphabet before going to school, and also how to sing from the modulator. That is tonic sol fa, you know, do re mi fa sol.
Yes.
And all of that, yes. Yeah. Because, well, that's how he learnt and he taught us. And it's only now that I'm very grateful to him for that knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'll explain later as we get on.
Yeah.
So, also, of course, because of no electricity, it was dark. Yes. As one goes in this country. And we had one oil lamp. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was always my father's priority.
Yes.
If it needed anything to do with the animals, like milking or anything. Yes, that's right.
So right.
So I had to play the piano in the dark often. But both of those aspects have been very useful now. I'll tell you later.
So what happened to you? Did you... You went on, didn't you, to go and do music?
Yes, I did. Yes, yeah. Very lucky. A lot of emphasis on education, as there is in all Wales, for that matter. I went to Aberystwyth University and studied music there.
Yeah.
Met my then my future husband, Ian, and we graduated, had a week's honeymoon in Quindamere, and then a week later set off on a ship in separate cabins, may I say.
Oh!
Because his job hadn't been given the job when we were married.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we did 3 weeks in this ship to Tanganyika, and we were there for 12 years, over 12 years. So, and that's when we came back to Norwich in 1974, so that our children could go to school, day school. We did not want to send them to boarding school. Anyway, that's the story.
That's good.
Yeah, that's that.
So, and what were you doing then? You went to teaching schools?
I was teaching there as well in Tanganyika the whole time, yes. Teaching English of all things.
Oh, right.
Though I did teach music specialist in an international school in Dar es Salaam for a number of years also.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. So,
and then we came back here, and yes, I was teaching here in Norwich.
All right.
And until I retired 27 years ago.
Okay. And during that time, you taught locally at the school nearby, and
yes
and I know you took people on trips.
I did, yes. Well, because I'm sure you know, of course you know, teaching isn't just sitting in the classroom doing maths, is it?
No.
and so I had a choir and an orchestra and recorded a group and a violin group and so on. But yes, I took the choir 1 year to Llangollen. And Llangollen has an international Eisteddfod, and Eisteddfod is a week of competition to do music. And the principle for that international Eisteddfod was set up straight after the war so that youth of Europe could get together with the youth of Britain so that they could make music and not kill each other. What a principle.
It
continued. Anyway, I took the choir there, yes.
Yes.
And then I took the orchestra to Amsterdam. So,
You went right. And you continued singing yourself?
Oh, yes. Of course I did. Yeah. Don't stop.
So what's your claim to fame in this period, would you say?
Oh, I sang with Keswick Hall Choir. To begin with, I sang with the University Choir, of course.
Yes.
And the Special Chamber Choir. Oh, yes. I went to Aldborough. So we sang in Aldborough regularly. And, yes, my big story is I had one line, only one, of solo, but that line of solo was rendered with Benjamin Britten sitting in a box. Oh, in the concert.
Oh, wow.
How about that then?
It's brilliant.
He didn't then come and ask for my autograph, no. I must admit. Twerp.
Yes.
However, yes.
Yes.
So, yes, singing has been major.
And that's and
music
that's
is major.
Major to you. Yeah. And then you had something that happened 7 years ago, didn't you?
Ah. Well, 3 days before I was 80, after a big, big family party, I climbed Snowdon. I drove back from Snowdon even, mm-hmm. but, and that was in the September, but before the Christmas of that year, I was not only, I had decided that I had to stop driving because I had AMD, no, macular degeneration, age-related macular degeneration, yeah, that one. And I had to use a walker. To walk, move around with, so it's a dreaded nuisance. Anyway, yes, so the macular degeneration is means that I've lost my central sight.
Yes.
Though I do have peripheral sight, but it does mean I can't read, yeah. And that's awful. It's still very upsetting.
Yeah.
I used to read 2 newspapers every day.
Yeah.
I used to do 5 and 6 Sudokus every day. I could do nothing.
No.
Nothing.
But you're still making music.
Well, aren't yes, you? Yes. Yeah. And as I said, I'm very grateful to my grandfather for that modulator lesson, those modulators. But also, because I had to play such so often in the dark, I can play now.
Mm.
The piano, I play for a good hour every day. I play the harp. And
you take your music out, don't you? You go to care homes.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I've gone often to care homes. Well, since retiring, I've done that because I retired 27 years ago now.
Yeah,
and this sight problem only happened 7 years ago. So for 20 years, yes, I was travelling around with my keyboard and my harp. Yeah.
And you still...
Can I tell you one story?
Yes, you can,
It's not funny, really. Went to a care home and the singing often lasts about, I don't know, 45 minutes, something like that. And I went to see my friend who had invited me there. She hadn't come to it because she wasn't actually in the care home bit. She was in the sheltered housing associated with it. And I said, this woman, I can't remember her name now, sorry. Shall I call her by Mary anyway? Shall I, whatever.
Yeah.
And I said to my friend, this woman, Mary, sat next to me and she sang all those songs. My friend said, she couldn't have. I said, why not? Well, she got severe dementia.
Yeah.
Said my friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It
just shows you, doesn't it?
Music. It's just...
Music is the last thing to go out of your mind, apparently.
Mm.
And songs, even through dementia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
And
brilliant to know.
It's brilliant to know. Now, you have people round here who, in the Welsh Society.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you've got people singing who don't...
Oh yeah.
Who don't know music? You've got some techniques, haven't you, that you use? This chimes technique.
Oh, the chimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're the songs, won't they? What I've done. Do you want me to explain the chimes for chime charts? Okay, yeah. I give them chime charts. So, for instance, say we did Carol's Silent Night, for instance. Yeah. What I've done is make charts with 3 colours: red in little. Yeah. Rectangles, squares actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, let's get mathematically correct. Yeah. Red and green and blue. The red show the chord of C major, so C and G. The green is the chord of F major, so F A C. And the blue is G, that's G B D. And what I've done, I've bought lots of chimes and put little colours on the chimes so there's be a red or a blue or a green on it, sometimes, because there are 2. And then the people will have a chart, and then they will have to follow their chart colour. For instance, for Silent Night, they will go red, 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 blue, blue, red, red, green. Yeah. And so on.
Yeah.
But they've got to kind of forgot. They've got to kind of ping in the middle. So red, ping, okay. Red.
All right.
So
right.
Yes, and then I've got those for carols, for folk songs, and nursery rhymes I've done as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody can do that, can't they?
Yes. And if you're trying to learn a song now, you use the the do re mi, don't you?
So oh, always.
Always,
yes.
That's how you're learning now.
The useful thing is, because I can play the piano and because I have modulator in my background, if people say a song is too high, then I can change key very easily. Yeah. Because do re mi, whether you start do re mi, is the same as do re mi.
Yeah.
And do do so so la la so is the same as do do so so la la so, and so on.
Yeah. So, are you still playing your harp as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not as much. I was got a bit upset the other day. I'm sorry. I'm getting upset.
No, it's okay.
It's because, again, the sight problem. So I have to choose. I can't see where to aim for the tuning.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So I need proper sunlight to aim for the proper key for the for tuning.
Oh, right. So that's where...
So that was the mechanical problem there.
Yeah.
Or physical or mechanical, whichever. So, whereas you can just go to the piano.
Yeah. Having played in the dark, you're fine. Well, thanks so much for that, Caelwyn. And perhaps you could come along to the Vision Norfolk Choir sometime and join in.
That's a good idea. Thank you very much for the invitation. Yeah. I'll get some details off you. Thanks.
I'll do that. And it's a fortnightly thing, so I'll give you some dates.
Okay.
Thanks ever so much, though. It's been lovely coming round. Thank you.